This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I have to go to cat court now.
Okay.
That's how I'm trying to approach it. Just kind of like, you know, it's like
one foot in front of the other. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? Sit in your discomfort with the idea of going to cat court? Last I checked, worrying doesn't change a damn thing. What you do is mentally create an image of yourself being victorious in cat court, right? Mopping the fucking floor with these clowns who said that, what were they saying again? You can't have your cat doing
something normal,
I thought.
It's that I sort of accidentally picked up the cat's water bowl while he was like still drinking out of it, because I was like, this is nasty, don't drink out of this.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like put it like right up in his face. Like I was like put his face like all
splooshed
the way in the water.
Yeah.
And I splooshed him and I got a bunch of water on him. And I guess I shouldn't be saying that like I did. I'm trying to like figure out like sort of how to approach this, because he's all wet, obviously.
Right.
And he's gonna show up in court like soaking wet, looking like absolute shit, looking like so gross. And so, and now I realize
it's
our whole last episode
witness. Yes, for sure. If he takes the stand looking as wet as he did, and some of the photos you sent me, I initially was pretty prepared to read you the riot act myself before I heard all of the facts.
And I'm just kind of realizing our whole last episode, we spent a lot of time talking about Judge Garfield as like a concept. And now I'm sort of like regretting like making like a joke of this, something that like actually, now that I'm experiencing it, does like actually like
that gets submitted as evidence.
People's yes, and now that as well. Yeah.
If Garfield is the judge, you know he's going to accept it. Although it's like shouldn't really apply to this case, but well, again, there's no point in worrying about it. Like, what you do is just prepare. And honestly, we shouldn't even talk about it now. We have guests.
Can we talk? Can we actually have, like, a real... I listen to all these shows where people are like, not your show. Like, your show is real. All these other shows, people just, like, are just, like, saying stuff and not, like, actually talking. And that's what I want to do today. Is that
they're
okay?
They're performing. It's just an extension of, like, their fucking social media bullshit, like, glossy... you know, manicured image that they want to present to the world. It's like, can we just get fucking real and say, hey, we're messy. We make mistakes. You know, I've got a lot of problems. Can we talk about this?
Yes. And so let's get into it. Cool up livestock, Hooch and Pock, add to cart.
Yes. Hi.
Let's go. Go.
Let's go. Let's be real.
Let's get in the cart. Add
say you're messy.
Your cart.
Say, you're messy. Say you have problems.
Let's
talk about how
stuff.
Fucked up you are. Tell me.
Yeah, let's talk about
bad.
Blood. Blood. Let's talk about our jizz. Let's talk about all of our fluids, you know, actual fluids, and then also our mental jizz.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Our
sometimes
mental
I feel
blood.
Like I have more of that than the regular jizz.
Speak on that.
Well, I honestly...
He just did.
You know, it's difficult to quantify mental jizz.
Yeah, just maybe ahead. Could you try like gallons to cups or something like that? Is that helpful?
Jeez, you know, I was raised overseas, so the measurement.
It's in liters.
Yeah.
Does liters help? I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
It's fine. Yeah, it's the metric system for me in terms of how I kind of think about mental jizz. But
in lieu of that, just what about like sizes, like a fruits, like representation with sizes of fruits? Like, would you say that?
Well, that's universal, and I would say 60 quints or so, eh?
Thank you. That's illuminating. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Add to cart is the show.
Yes.
We're doing this.
Big show. Is it doing well?
Yeah, so well. Mm. So well. And not in
you
a way.
You could say that.
Yeah, we can. It's well in a way that doesn't translate to like stupid things like money.
Oh my God.
You know?
The last reason to get into this.
And talk like, it's so crazy. I was like, why are you even bringing that? Like, why would you even mention that? Like, and then I realized that some people actually do think of that as
some
something.
People care about that shit. They associate
that's like how you measure the success of a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For
people
many.
Actually do think like that.
But I don't succumb to that pressure. And it's like, it's fine if that's for you, but that's not for me. I'm a podcast artiste.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
fact, we lose money. Because it's add to cart. So we're
adding
to
products.
Cart, but not filling our bank accounts with any monetary denomination or value. And so it's the ratio is a little off, but spiritually, mentally, we are quinced up. We are a baskets full of quinces.
This is sounding like a really good show. I mean, it's sounding like such a good show to me because I see these big money shows and it's so soulless and corporate and disgusting.
I mean, that's why you guys are now independent, right? Like you burned it down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were sick of
it. We waited until Scott got out of the building.
That's so considerate.
Don't worry. And he took his sweet time too. We're like, when is Scott?
Dragging his feet.
Get out of here. So
I think
we could
I forgot my sunglasses. Let me just run back and check. Scott, you're wearing them. You're always wearing them. You wear them inside. I got a spare. I got a backup pair. Let me run back and get those. It's like, okay. Just kept going back in. But when he finally was fully out and we knew that he was safe.
Yeah.
We went ahead and hit the detonator.
Thank you. I mean, he looks good coming and going, though. I always tell him that.
Because he wears the sunglasses on, his little
on the back
as
of his head as well.
I mean, his tush.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I know. No, I like all stuff about his body and everything. But, you know, that's not what we came here to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. No, add to cart, you know, this friendship, a friendship that I've had with both of you. For years, and now I hopefully you will add to cart Soojin Park into your heart.
Mm.
We're hoping to, yeah. And there's no pressure. This isn't like an audition. It's like, hey, you're friends with Cool App, you're friends with us on the show.
And Soojin and I already know each other. I interviewed her for the school newspaper in 2000. and she did not end up having been on MTV News, which honestly, I truly don't care.
Uh-oh.
Like, I wouldn't
know
even
so
want
to. More too.
I
about
think it's
how the
so
game
much better for me that I did not that it was not reciprocated at all. I promoted her. I used my platform to promote her work.
And what? Wait, just refresh the audience. What was that platform again?
The newspaper of Special Boy Academy, where me and my fellow little lords put on our little shorts and like went off to get ready to become special men, which we did. And there were women and girls there as well. And
is that the motto of the
school? Is that on the acceptance folder?
It's in Latin, but yes.
Special lords and also women.
Women and girls.
There were women as well.
Yes, I mean, it was a turning point in my life. I remember it so vividly that day.
Yeah.
Those shorts and the blazer.
Do you recall any of his pointed questions to you?
Oh, sure. I think we talked a lot about the future of the youths.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is hitting all the right notes.
Mm-hmm.
About hope. I remember hope a lot. Do you remember hope?
Yeah.
A lot of hope.
Vaguely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Mostly around that. It was a
I can just barely make it out from here. It's way back there in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll tell you a little something about hope from a movie I once saw. It floats. Don't it?
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Buoyant.
Don't it do it?
Blockbuster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hayes, did you just think it was going to be like a professional courtesy for her to have you on her platform?
I guess human courtesy is sort of what I was thinking. You
misjudged.
Put your
my
ass
humanity
on the line for someone. You like use up all of the credibility you have to say, like, hey, I want you to hear from this person today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This story fucking runs.
Mm-hmm.
We run it. His editor screaming at him.
Wow. And Sue, did you get it?
We
did
can't
you get,
print this.
Was there
and you fought for it? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get off on cock blocking Hayes from MTV News? Was there a little bit of satisfaction there? Even if just a little bit?
No.
Like a quince size, a single quince?
I mean, maybe like a fig size of satisfaction. Wow. You know, there was a lot of like lording, you know, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself went to a high school where we had no lords.
There was
had
a
no
lot
lords.
Of lording there as
no,
well.
No, not a lord. Not a lot of lording.
Wow.
And I felt that not having him on MTV was only going to serve him.
It's Yego.
In life, you know, it was going to give build character
and
motivate you in a way. You were going to go on MTV maybe and then become Ja Rule, you know?
Wow.
And we know how that turned out.
Yeah.
Right?
Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Fire
he got Festival. In trouble for trying to help everyone have fun at a huge party. Oh, now we're upset at you.
Oh,
well,
my God.
You know,
story
that's one way
of
looking at it.
My life as well. I basically
oh, no,
did.
You got a sandwich?
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
At least you got cheese with your wet bread.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the bed is wet because it's like right next to the ocean. Like, okay, I guess we could put it farther from the ocean.
Well, one of the supermodels that he was hanging out with, remember, got bit by one of the pigs that were floating.
By a pig, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was tough.
Yeah.
I think Ja really, it was hard to recover from that.
Yeah, it's only her best, most interesting story of her entire life that she has. Sure. It's only the most unique experience she has. It's like, this is a person who we would know nothing about, who basically didn't even fucking exist. Ja Rule takes her out, gets her bit by a pig, and now it's all we talk about on this podcast. It's like,
week after
honestly,
week.
Listen to yourselves sometime, people. Like, what are you complaining about? And this is why I have no more hope. Hope's sinking. It's sinking.
Oh, no.
Sean, I hate to hear that.
I look at hope now, and it's in one of those old-timey black and white photos with like the cowboy hat and the Western gear. You know what I mean? Where it's just this thing of the past. You never seen these photos? Where people get all dressed up?
I've seen that photos, but I just feel like that time was not filled with hope for a lot of people.
No, it's not that specific time. It's just that's how old it is.
Old, I see, I see.
And also that hope is now reserved for kind of like the sort of theme park artificial experiences where you would take one of those photos.
Like a Knott's Berry Farm. Like
yeah,
a Mall of
it's
America.
Not part of my day-to-day life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I take your point as well. And I owe you a debt, obviously, Soo Chin, because I would not have this show had Hayes had Ja Rule level success.
There you go. There you go.
I shudder to think what he would have become. I'm happy for our nation, the entertainment he could have provided.
But there is a world where sliding door style, you become like an Ashanti like figure.
A-S-E-A-N-T-I.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then you collab in that capacity. Doing R&B rap songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm taking back my gratitude, the debt of gratitude. I do not owe it to you. And in fact, I'm replacing it. What I'm going to add to cart at this point is my fury, my rage.
Oh, God. Sean, I think you should let it go, because if you keep my white it inside, if you keep it inside, I'm so worried about, like, just, I guess, the lining of your organs. Like, let it out.
Yeah. It's been coming out. It's been coming out. And not in ways that feel healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a toenail shoot off the other day. I, like, put my little feet in a pool. I snuck into a hotel and I put my feet in their pool.
Oh, my God. The Roosevelt on Hollywood?
I don't know. I didn't see the name of it. You know, I was being so
toenails
sneaky.
Off? At the Roosevelt,
and I'm
Hollywood?
Just like wiggling my toes around and just getting like one moment of relief in my insane day, the day I was having, you know. And I sort of take my feet out and I shake them off, and my toenail shoots across the length of the pool and hits a bird. And the bird's okay. The bird is okay.
Okay.
He's been better.
His toe basically, and I hate to keep talking about this stuff, but his toe basically nutted. It was so happy for being in the pool.
It was so happy, but it was the rage that had built up and had created these big bulbous toes that needed to be dipped in the pool, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the release of that, pew! Tweet, tweet, tweet! It was just really, you know, really uncomfortable, so...
But I want to talk about better, right? You felt better. Hayes, I'm so sorry.
I don't want to talk about this.
Thank God.
Anymore.
But.
Let's not. Let's
but. Go
no.
ahead. I'm so sorry.
No.
But at the same time.
But
I want to talk about this cart.
Okay. Carts.
We will do the show one day. It's inevitable. Yes.
We're going to have to.
It's hard to schedule you guys.
Yeah,
as I have
that initial
known in the past.
Email. Yes, that initial email is very
just getting
hard
the
to
wording
send.
Right for that very first email.
Mm-hmm. We just have found that with a lot of shows
it.
With us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so many shows are so intimidated because, of course, our first invitation email is so good. Funny, professional, it's hitting all the right notes. And so then they're going, and I'm going to invite these guys? They wrote the book on invite emails. And it's so intimidating. It's so daunting that sometimes it never comes.
I get hung up on, should I say, dear Sean and Hayes, or should I go, dear Hayes and Sean? Like, I just don't know. And then I just kind of started...
Loop. It's
yeah,
one of us is pissed either way. So
oh, really, yeah.
In a way, it's a wash. Like one of us is getting pissed.
I guess you pick who you like better,
right?
Or is like the better looking one. You know, you could go visually. You know,
you could go visually,
which is more stunning.
Unfortunately, a lot of times that is who you like better.
Mm.
You know, whether you want to admit it or not, that's so much of how we're hardwired, you know, from evolution to sort of choose the person we think is better looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be.
Yeah. Oof. No, I mean, that's what you got to figure out. That's what you got to figure out.
And would be there. Is there a third option where I can just say, hey, guys?
I'm not going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's making
about.
Me feel ugly.
I'm not going to know what's going on.
Okay. You know what? I won't take any...
That's making me sick to my stomach, imagining opening up an email with that.
His toenails are already loosening.
Yeah. My fucking...
From the rage.
You should hear the inside of my shoe.
He's got a tennis shoe full of toenails.
Racked. It sounds like there's a thunderstorm happening inside my shoe.
Just a bunch of marbles and nails. Yeah, go ahead.
You might be a mutant. Have we thought
you might
that?
Be a mutant.
If your toenail shoots off in the pool of the Roosevelt Hotel,
you might be a mutant. I'm carts, though, Hayes. I'm so sorry. I took us to the side.
Well, we got our carts. all loaded up and ready to go.
My cart's very juicy right now. Yeah.
I want to
see. And we figure we just do a little, we do a little pre-show and you sort of vet some of what's in some of these carts and you say, like, is this the kind of thing that would play?
Okay. Oh, this is like an audition, like a tryout. Okay, got it. I like it.
And so, like, you know, when we get rid of some things, if you have suggestions, we can put some new stuff in there.
Okay.
And so we can just kind of go through one by one. My car is really heavy. One thing I have in there is a Razor scooter. But this is lower. It's a lowercase r.
Okay. Okay.
Lowercase r Razor scooter.
All right. Got it. So it's like a like an off brand.
No, it's not branded at all. It's a scooter that is like slicing my enemies.
Right.
It's a weapon scooter for battle.
Okay. Yeah.
And so if I'm at the top of the hill, my enemies better not be at the bottom.
Okay. And what's going on?
Or they better move out of the way.
Yeah, before he gets there.
What's going on with you and your enemies that you're adding this to cart?
They've been chasing me.
They're after him.
Yep, they've been chasing me around town.
Okay. And so you've taken a scooter and you've just added a bunch of...
I have taken the scooter and I have posted up uphill. And so if they're going to be chasing me, then I go down and like their momentum coming up, the little Razor will probably give them a pretty bad slice. Yeah.
But what if they,
there's one Razor on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just like from like a Venus.
Standard Venus.
Like a standard Venus shaver. Yeah, you're on top of a hill, but what if your enemies come from behind and from
they wouldn't
front?
Dare. They
what happens
dare.
Then?
They wouldn't.
God. Okay, I'm gonna say
they better not, man.
I think you need
if they do that. That's really they're even more of enemies than I thought.
That's right.
Okay, I just think you
then
should...
next time they will probably successfully chase me, catch me.
Yeah.
But and, like for next time, that'll be so much madder than I even am now.
Perhaps add to cart another Venus Razor, just to put two.
I think
on,
I would
two
have
on
to.
It, two on it. Yeah.
Double, because if they're coming from two sides, that's
that might be
that fucks me up. Yeah.
And just swing. Just curious. There's no way that we can talk it out and not go use scooter violence. Or is this the only path?
If we're talking it out, it's going to be Doppler style as I'm coming down the hill, passing the in that version, I guess they got out of the way and I did. I went by them.
Okay. Sue, any thoughts on if this is a good add to cart?
I mean, I think that, you know, it's a good add to cart if it feels good to talk about your rage and your emotions and you know how you're sitting in them.
For me, it just feels, I got a podcast. I feel good to talk. Period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Things are going well.
Yep. Because you were once a special boy, and now you're a special man. Once a little lord, now a big lord.
Big lord. Big ass lord up in here.
You're welcome.
Up in this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, you have BLE, Big Lord Energy.
Lord Energy, yeah.
Lord,
okay.
L-O-R-D-E.
Oh, she's great, huh? I love her music.
She's so good. Yes.
Yeah, I can't. That's what I listen to currently.
Yeah.
I guess I'll check out my cart. So I have in my cart a Segway.
Huh.
Mm.
Speaking of which.
Huh. Sean?
Yes?
Oh. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, the Segway is speaking of which.
Yeah, it's just a Segway.
That's what you call it?
No, the Segway is speaking of
got
which.
Got it. Oh, my God. I'm so slow. Yes, I get it.
It's a beloved Segway.
Classic.
Speaking
Segway.
Of which, classic.
Yeah. A lot
classic.
Of miles.
You can't
on
go
it.
Wrong. You can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. does have a lot of mile, and it's a little Let's, worse for the wear. And what I have, you know, I guess I don't totally understand the site that I'm on, but I get some sort of exclusivity to that Segway for a period of time, a couple of weeks. And it comes with a wooden sign, like you might see, like a live, laugh, love type sign at, like, you know, someone's
Marshall's.
Lake house or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall's house?
At Marshall's house. Marshall Mathers' house.
Stop it!
So I get that. I'm worried that I won't have a chance. I'll feel like so pressured to employ it
mm-hmm.
that I won't have a chance, like an organic chance to do it. And I'll just be jamming it in where it doesn't go and like kind of forcing this segue into conversations and become kind of one note. And then when I can't use it anymore, all these times will come up where I wish I had it. And so I feel like it's maybe going to be kind of just borrowing future grief. But also if I don't get it, you just know I'm going to be in like an interview type situation where I have the perfect speaking of which. And also I have the spot. I have a good spot for the sign where that like basically nothing else will fit there.
How much is this? Out of curiosity.
How much is the rental and the sign?
Yeah.
$6,000.
For a week?
For no. It's not 1 week. It's
per use.
Yeah, it's
per use.
Yeah, but it's a 10 to 12 day window where I mm-hmm. can use it.
Hmm.
I think depending That's on like when deal. In the week it arrives.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the spot, nothing else can fit. You gotta talk about like consumption things. The spot on the back of the toilet, the tank, I guess.
Yeah.
Nobody ever, it's just like a totally white space. No,
no
one ever wants to
this.
Hang anything there.
This is where you see a need in the marketplace where it's like, I don't want to look at that shit when I'm taking a piss, man. Just this empty blank white. So, I mean, what does that make us think of, right? Death.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, we as women
Infinity,
don't see
emptiness.
That side. Yeah.
You've never seen it? It
I mean, I've
sucks.
Seen it in passing, but it's not
Dude,
something.
You're so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yet another reason it's open season on the male sexual gender.
Right?
Yeah.
We have the opposite problem. Can I fit? I mean, like, I know it's open season.
Go ahead, Hayes. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
If there's something hanging up there that's really nice, like Sean's sign, then we want to see it while we're using it. So then we have to use it with the entire seat and the lid down.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awful.
I mean, I'm really understanding your both of your examples of what you're adding to cart. It speaks to what you're talking about, this feeling of just loss of territory. This,
mm-hmm.
this,
yeah.
Almost, you guys are almost in like kind of starvation mode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's feeling that way to me.
Fight
you know?
Or flight or bite.
Is that not the same as fight?
Not the way I do it.
How do
it's
you
gentle,
fight?
Gentle nibbles?
Yeah. Very, very soft.
Hayes, I thought it was more that you'd want to stay with the Fs, like fight, flight, fawn, freeze. Bite just doesn't seem like it fits.
I think it's the... It's definitely the ite that's
it's more the ite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the one.
Ite.
Mm-hmm.
Ite.
Yeah, I like that. Fight or flight or All right.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Pro Version, the boys work on page 2 of a new script, Carl and Hassan record in studio, and the Flagrant Ones try out a new producer. Check out all these shows and the videos for today's episode with Kulap and Suchin at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
I have something in my cart.
Yeah?
Peanut Fanta.
Gross.
Peanut Fanta. Don't you want a peanut Fanta?
Why?
What do you mean? So I could like actually drink something and be alive. I actually need a drink to live.
Hydration is one of the most crucial things for bodies, you know?
Yeah, you're holding something right now.
That's
taking
water.
Sips.
It's water.
The a human, simple the human piece of body, water.
Just a little, just a old-fashioned piece of water. And the human body is comprised basically entirely of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But like, I think the only nut that would be good in water is like coconut water.
I just got bigger.
Okay.
I just got even bigger. Think about that.
All
I'm made
over
of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you ever
there
considered
he goes, getting bigger
on your show about consumption? About every episode, just having the cart just have in it a simple piece of water. All that, we truly
to ground
need.
Us, right? To bring yes. us back home.
When you say, I'm not familiar with the term piece of water. I've heard glass of water, I've heard bottle of water. But I'm not familiar with piece of water.
The piece of water is what's inside the glass and the bottle. That's a piece of water in there.
Okay. It's not just, we just don't say water at that point?
Pizza water.
Pizza water.
Is that what you're saying?
I just...
Yeah, I don't understand what we're not getting. It's a piece of water.
Yeah. Do you, or is that what you're hearing? I'm trying to figure out where the disconnect is. So
okay.
I'm trying to
okay
unite us. Like,
yeah, I'm not. So I didn't think you said pizza water, to be clear.
Okay, then now I'm lost. Now I need help. I'm in the dark.
Sue, can you? Do you
someone
have
take
help
my
me?
Hand? Because now I'm fucked up off this.
Oh,
if
no.
you didn't think he was saying
toenails.
Pizza water, I don't
guys,
know what we're talking about.
Duck, toenails are going to be shooting out. He's just going to be shooting out
Let's
toenails.
Do it. Help me out.
I'm
tapping out. I'm done.
Sue, you have a son. I don't know. I don't have kids. How do we handle these boys? Exactly how we're handling them.
See ya.
And then you just ignore. You distract.
Okay.
You ignore. And then they come back. They always go, oh, there he is. There he is.
He did come back.
And how do you feel?
Not for you. Because I had something else I want to say about something else.
Okay, let's hear.
There's something in my cart.
What's in your cart, Sean?
Liquid Pez.
Okay.
It's too hard, Pez. It's so hard. It hurts.
And it doesn't come out of the guy in a normal, simple way. Liquid Pez, you just turn the guy upside down and now you
just
have
the Pez. Just fucking drink him, stick a straw up the guy's ass. Just suck the fucking Pez out. What are we doing here? That's what the hole's for. Little secret. You know what I mean? Liquid Pez.
You like the flavor of Pez? Is that your favorite flavor?
Favorite flavor. I didn't know we were going to get into this today. Jesus Christ, this is messy. I guess I'm one of these guys who thinks Pez has more than one flavor. So I'll start off with that I don't think that if I said Pez is my favorite flavor, I think then I look insane.
They're actually really different, the different Pez.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're right. There's different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So you love each of the flavors, but you hate the consistency because your teeth are soft.
He doesn't love each of the flavor. I mean, it's like anyone else with Pez. You have one Pez and you're like, oh, that's pretty good. You have the next Pez. You're like, oh.
But that's what
what an awful Pez.
I don't have time to second guess anything.
Mm-hmm. Just shoot it.
You know what I mean?
Shoot it and boot it.
So... The thing, so
off
so
to
are
work.
Are you inventing this? Is it like, do you think that our show is like Shark Tank?
Wait, are you saying you're inventing everything on your show when you like add it to the cart?
Is that
you
what
say,
the cart is?
Do you
it's like
say
add
I
your
invented
invention
this?
To the cart? Is the cart like you push the cart down to the patent office and try to Get a provisional patent?
I guess what I wasn't aware that liquid Pez is a thing. Are you saying when you add it to cart, it
Well, how'd it get exists? In my cart, Kulop?
Send me a link right now. Put it in the chat. Let me see this liquid Pez that you drink out from the guy's ass.
Gotta fucking link this shit.
Fucking Let me see.
Stiff. Am I the fucking Lincoln lawyer up in this piece? Fucking send me. Hang on a second.
This may take a while. This may and, take cool up, a just while. So
you, I don't know if you heard, we say up in this piece on this show. I remember what you said before. I'm not going to repeat it. We say up in this piece.
Do you mean up in this piece of water? Is that
Again,
what? I will not. I'm not trying to bait you, Hayes. I'm trying to understand. I'm missing something.
Yeah. Okay. Up in this pizza water. I'm not sure.
I can't.
But what happened to the peanut?
I cannot.
Didn't we peanut start at Fanta? Peanut?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I put a link in the chat. Everyone should enjoy.
But I'm so confused. Wait. So liquid Pez is P plus? That's what liquid Pez is? It's Paramount Plus?
You said that out
this
of the
This is
hole.
Where I was on when I found, like, this is the site I was on when I found, I put it in my cart. Like,
https://www.paramountplus.com/
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
And That's when you think cool. about it, a Pez is the original Kulop, Yellowstone, isn't it?
Yeah. It is actually the original Yellowstone, isn't it?
A single piece of Pez.
Yes.
Pizza Pez.
But a piece of Pez.
Pizza Pez.
Pizza Pez. Pizza Pez? Huh?
Let's go back to the cart. I have in here an interesting product by the name of Big Mouth Billy Elliot Bass.
So it's like a Big Mouth bass, but it's singing songs from Billy Elliot?
No, he sings.
Okay.
Sings the same song, basically. But he wants to dance, but he's shy.
Oh, that's so sad.
But it's his job to sing the song. He says, he sings, "Take me to the river," and then it stops for a second. He goes, "Dance?" Like river dance?
Yeah, got it.
And then he goes, "Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da." Are you ready to dance? Da-da-da-da.
Hayes,
able to do a try. You're like, how do you know? You haven't even bought it yet. How do you know exactly how it goes? I was able to take it for a test drive.
And you decided to keep it?
It's in the car. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
That's what you help with.
What do you do on this show?
Like, I'm so confused because, like, I honestly thought it was your fucking show. It's like fucking
well, normally,
me up right now.
Normally when we have like, guests come on, I mean I'm hanging by a thread, but that said, it's a strong thread. And normally when we have guests on the show, they send us links so we can also look at these products.
He just sent you a link.
I did that. You lost your mind over it. You were like all pissed about it. It's like, it's P plus? The Pez is P plus? I was like, what the fuck is going on here? She's the host of this show normally. I honestly was very concerned and very upset.
Okay. And so, I just want to also qualify something. When people come on the show, they're sharing things that they have added to cart, that they've used.
What have we been
doing? That they recommend.
Oh, but this is the pre-show. Okay.
This is like, so
I took,
remember when we
I
said
spent time out of my life, of which I only have one.
Remember how we talked about the original Yellowstone? And, you know, if you go
oh,
to,
let's not, let's
if you
not
go to Paramount Plus,
into the past,
1883 is sort of a prequel to Yellowstone. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And there's a market for that, for taking a show that is successful, that is a mega hit, that is losing money, and, giving the audience more of that show in the form of what are some of the origins. How did this show come to be? You know? Okay, and so what we do is we go backwards and say, before all these people used the stuff from their cart, snooze, boring, weren't they just looking at their cart at some point? Like mm-hmm. going like, huh?
Next cart.
Next cart. I have a cart.
So much anger.
Triangle shape.
He's very angry right now.
Triangle shape.
Triangle shape.
Just the shape of triangles.
Triangle shape.
Yes.
In my cart.
You like isosceles?
I'll just read it to you because I don't want
to start a fight.
No, I just, it's easier for me because I feel like I'm being intentionally misunderstood here. So just,
I'm not trying to do this.
Okay.
I really am trying to understand you and Hayes.
Can someone get Sean a snack? Because sometimes when my son gets in one of these triangle moves,
I have snack in my cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flamin' Hot Potpourri Doritos.
Potpourritos. So just to help you out, Kulop,
yes,
just so we don't have this.
Yes.
Triangle shape is a polygon.
Is polygon. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And why are you thinking about adding it to your cart?
It was in the cart.
Why did you put it there, Sean?
Hmm? I found the cart like this.
Oh, it was just a random cart.
The cart was here.
With the liquid Pez and the triangle and the piece of water.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's not your cart. It's just a cart you're bringing.
A cart.
That's kind of cool.
Is it supposed to be mine?
No, I mean, I was
assuming it was yours.
I don't want to start the show over. I like a lot of what's in here. I'm happy to have this cart. I found the cart.
Okay. I didn't know that context, Sean.
Have you ever gone shopping and there's just a cart in the middle of the aisle? It's all full of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. And then?
What do? Sometimes you just take it. You go,
no.
Okay, I'll take this.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah, you go, oh,
no.
Nice. I didn't
polygon.
Know what I wanted, but I hear somebody has made a bunch of suggestions, choices. Here's a polygon, you know, here's liquid Pez. Stick straw up the asshole, drink that. You know, so that's kind of nice. Here's a segue. Speaking of which. So, to me, this is a good card.
I don't even like hearing this word polygon over and over again because...
What?
Poly is very much still here.
Yes.
Poly culture is as
thriving. It's
thriving
as it's ever been.
And vibrant and intense.
Kevin, are you still ethically unmonogamous? Is that what you said?
Kevin is unethically unmonogamous.
Okay. Okay.
Or wait, unethically monogamous.
What is, I don't, could you explain that to me, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, we all have rules and we all break them at one point. And, you know, COVID's been hard on me, but.
Okay.
So there you go. Now we know.
Okay, now I know.
That's another category.
Yeah, Kevin
you know,
is.
Not a lot of people talk about it in that
Kevin
way.
Kevin has
know?
Added to cart unethical monogamy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sean, I think our what seems like tension or conflict was just, I didn't understand that he had just found this card. I thought it was your card. And so when I was asking these questions, it was because I
wanted
to.
That wasn't my conflict. That wasn't my conflict.
Okay.
Thank you for trying to unravel this. And I'm not tense at all. I'm actually happy. I think the show's going well. But that was not my conflict.
Okay, your fists are balled up right now, and it just they're like.
What would you have me do with my fists?
Why don't we just relax them a little bit, kind of breathe into them? Would that be something you'd want to do?
Hayes, would you mind taking over for a little bit? I'm going to breathe into my fists.
Thank you.
You don't even want him to do that either, because he ends up kind of like blowing them off.
Like Dragon
Ball Z. Well, it's made
Z.
Them hotter and stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little, you know, ready for action. I have one last cart.
Okay.
Mm. I've added to my cart everyone being friends in the world.
Aww. Oh, that's so nice. Oh.
Can you imagine if instead of adding our peanut Fanta,
ugh, yuck,
and our soda brittle.
What? Mm-hmm. He never said anything about that.
To our cart every single day.
Ugh.
Getting our daily delivery of peanut Fanta and soda brittle.
Imagine.
Instead
of that.
Just for one day,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have anything to drink, and instead we ordered everyone being friends in the world.
All adding to everyone's cart. Hmm. All every at the same time.
And no one has anything to drink for the entire day.
At the same time.
And no one has a sip of anything. No matter how sick they feel. Imagine how beautiful that is.
Wow.
Of everyone being friends.
No, you sound even just relaxed thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's like really it. Touching.
Well, the breathing, I think, also worked.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Do you feel like your fists have cooled down, Sean?
Yeah, they feel really wet, which is fine, obviously. They're supposed to. I mean, we're made of water.
Yeah. Many pieces of water.
Mm-hmm.
You said it.
Yes.
Yes.
40.
Oh, 40 pieces of water equals...
40 pieces of water stacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Make a man.
Mm-hmm.
And also there are women.
And also there are women and girls.
And girls as well.
I mean, this is what John Lennon was singing about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little piggies.
All the little piggies.
Biting. Right? The women and girls.
Soft nibbles, soft nibbles.
Gently. Just very gently biting the women and girls.
And giving them the spotlight in doing so.
Yes, yes. It's time. The men have been bitten by the piggies for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Now women can get
now shine. It's
bit
it's
by the, pig.
The gal's
ja Rule
turn.
Was the original feminist. Let's let some of these models get bit by these pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Let them tell the story.
Let them tell my story.
Kevin, is there anything in your cart?
Yeah, you got anything?
At all?
Just one Giordano pizza. Oh. And the topping is a...
Going back for it.
That was paywalled. Most people don't know.
Goodbye.
About it.
Yeah, bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.